Once was a silver gray fox of great beauty who lived very deep in the wood. Afraid of the meadow where life once before had treated her worse than it should. And to think of the mountain beyond the great meadow did surely bring fear to her heart. She'd heard the stories of all the great hunters and shivered and cried in the dark. Tired of living a life of dark shadows, Fox ventured out in the light and rejoiced at the sound and the smell of the meadow while keeping her shelter in sight. Then all at once such a fear overcame her as a shadow passed over the sun. And she heard the cry of the great hunting eagle. She knew it was over and done. I am the eagle, the sweet soaring eagle, and I've come to take you away. High up the mountain, past sparkling blue rivers, and show you the place where I stay. Please do not fear me, for I will not harm you, no matter what others may say. Though it is true that our lives should not mingle, I'm in need of friendship today. Though she didn't know why, she accepted the offer and reluctantly climbed on his back. And the woods and the meadows were left far behind them. It seemed she'd never get back. Then the fox sensed a yearning deep within the great eagle, and she felt something stir in her too. Could she, the fox, fall in love with the eagle? Could he fall in love with her too? Could this eagle be lonely and searching for someone to help him rule his domain? Had he ever had someone to love and protect him and bring him in out of the rain? Then the eagle spoke softly, and his words were a wonder in a voice touched with sadness and pain. Even though I must hunt in the name of survival, I need not kill all that I see. For I am the eagle, the sweet soaring eagle, and I've come to take you away. High up the mountain, past sparkling blue rivers, and show you the place where I stay. Please do not fear me, for I will not harm you, no matter what others may say. Though it is true that our life should not mingle, I'm in need of some friendship today.